Good evening, darling. I want to talk about time, which for a lot of us, I think, is more often than not a source of anxiety than anything else. Particularly when you're neurodivergent. Time can be so difficult to get any kind of grasp on, and we often feel like we're more at its mercy than anything else. Like there's so much chaos that we simply could never grasp it. So I would like you to take a moment with me, and we're going to try and see if we can't regain some of that control. So before we start, take a moment to make sure you're comfortable wherever you are, that you won't be disturbed, and that you're either lying down on a bed or yoga mat or something comfortable, or sitting with your feet on the floor. And we're going to run through our bodies, doing a little check-in while we breathe to ourselves. So close your eyes and take in a deep breath, thinking about your head, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your lips, your chin, your cheeks. Is there any tension there? Are you ruffling your brow? Are you pursing your lips? Is there anything that you can just let relax for a moment? Breathe in with me. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. Now move your attention down to your neck. Just twirl it around once or twice gently if you need to. See if you can feel any tension in there, any problems, anything that's stiff. And again, just breathe in as you let the tension go. Now, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Out. 2, 3, 4. Now move your attention to your torso, your chest, your stomach, your abdomen, and your back. See where the tension is there, see where you're tight. And let's breathe in again as we let it go. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Out. 2, 3, 4. And now, move your attention to your arms, top of the arms, your shoulders, your elbows and your forearms, your hands and your fingers. See if you can feel where the tension is there. And again, breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4, out, two, three, four. Now move your attention down to the bottom of your body, to your hips and your legs. See if there's any tension or tightness there. And your knees, your feet and your toes, your heels and ankles. And as you breathe in again, just let all that go. In, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, and out, two, three, four, and breathe normally. We took a lot longer to do our relaxation there because I really want to emphasize how acceptable it is to take time, to put the time aside. And if you're anything like me, I know that one of your main anxieties a lot of the time is probably your lack of time or perceived lack of time or lack of awareness of time often. The way that we can get hyper-focused onto something and then suddenly all this time has passed and there was this thing that we were meant to do and, oh God, we've got to get to it now and it's okay. That's okay. It's not your fault. Because it isn't. It isn't your fault that you perceive time in a different way to neurotypical people. It is not your fault that the world has been built on a stringent format of time, a completely man-made construction which only serves to regulate in some way. Maybe you don't need regulation. And although we sadly do have to make some allowances from this world, it is us that make allowances, not the world that makes allowances for us. We are choosing to abide by regimes and routines and stringent alarms. We are not being forced to do so. We are making a conscious choice to allow ourselves to, when we need to, let these ideas of time in to our lives so as to make things easier for other people. And if sometimes we fail to do that, then we fail. Just like everyone fails in some way now and then. And those failures, as we already know, are not bad things. Mistakes are how we grow. Mistakes are how we level up. So now I want you to see yourself with me. We're standing in a British city, in front of a giant clock. A clock I think you've all seen before, whether you've been to Brierton or not. And as we stand on the grass of Parliament Square with Big Ben standing tall before us, we see time moving so differently. For us, with every breath, with every moment, we feel more relaxed and allow ourselves to be apart from that mad world around us. The seconds and hours and days flying past us as the myriad of people speed around like one of those time lapses you've seen on TV. But they don't affect us because we're standing there apart from it all, hand in hand. Watching those clock hands fly past and realizing they don't concern us. Because we're not like them. We choose the moments we want to be part of that world. We decide when we want to let time into our lives. We are the masters of our own time, our own souls. We could stand here forever if we wanted. We could watch civilization come and go because we are apart from it all. And it wouldn't bother us. Because think for a moment about that other way time seems to affect you. The way it seems so difficult to be present in the moment sometimes, because no matter how old you are, you're still that 7-year-old child in that moment that always haunts you for some embarrassing reason. You're still that student at school who keeps dreaming about their exams coming up and them not having prepared enough, or of maybe not being able to go to a class for some reason because they couldn't get hold of their timetable. And you're still that university student or equivalent, exploring the world and understanding themselves and not realizing how you could have reached the age you are now. And that may seem like the most terrible curse. But as we stand there watching that clock spin, my hand in yours, my smile facing you, we realize we're not cursed by an inability to be present in one time. We are time travelers. And other people can't experience all those moments at once the way we can. And while a lot of the time that may seem like some kind of barrier for us being mindful, for us being present in the moment that we need to be in so that we can clear those thoughts from our mind, there is a flip side to it. What if it's not a barrier but an opportunity? What if instead of constantly being drawn into those moments, drawn into those times when we were a child, when we were at school, at university, at our first job, our first kiss, our first breakup? What if instead of always being brought back to that person, we bring those people into the moment with us? Because it stands to reason, if we are able to travel in time back now, then we can travel back to that moment and bring them forward in time with us. And as we stand in front of that clock, still spinning, everyone still running around in their mad world, a world that we only choose to be part of when we want to, we can see them around us. All those different versions of ourselves, all standing around, smiling, being brought to us. Being brought into this moment we choose to be in. And as you become aware of the things around you, the sounds, the feelings, the taste, the smells, So do they. And they find that same moment of peace as we do. Because we're not just being mindful, we're not just healing ourselves for a moment. We are at this moment healing all those past versions of ourselves. And at this point, I happily let go of your hand because that child version of you wants to take it. And their hand is with that adolescent version of you. And the adolescent you holds hands with the young adult, and so on all the way around in the chain until they get back to you again. And then they all come together, and you take them into that comforting embrace you've wanted to give yourself your whole life. And as time begins to slow, and we choose to come back to the present, we choose to bring all those happier versions of us with us. All those moments brought to us and comforted and restored. We can tell those past us's all the things we want to say, or just let ourselves be, all of ourselves be. So I want you to slowly open your eyes. Feel yourself back in the room wherever you are. Whatever the time is, whenever we are, we can choose to be aware of it. We can choose to set what alarms we feel we need. We choose to be part of that world. And if sometimes our intentions aren't enough, that's okay. You are okay. Good night, darling.